Women of the Wall is a group of Jewish feminists that are fighting since 1988 for women's prayer rights at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. The Wall is the holiest site where Jewish people can pray. Women of the Wall are demanding to have the right to pray as freely as Jewish men.
The authorities constructed a permanent metal partition to separate the space in front of the Kotel into two sections, one for men and one for women. Rules for prayer and conduct at the holy site were created and applied under the jurisdiction of the Minister of Religious Affairs. Currently, the men's section takes up 3/4 of the space available. Both sections have prayer books, but only the men's section has Torah scrolls for public use. Not all the public, though, only the men. Out of hundreds of Torah scrolls dedicated to the Kotel by worshippers, none have been allocated for the use of women.
The sole aim of Women at the Wall is that the Jewish women can be part of the religious practice as they see fit. It is their mission to achieve social, legal, and religious equality at the Western Wall, meaning that Jewish women can wear prayer shawls as well as pray and read from the Torah, collectively and out loud, just like the Jewish men can. The Women of the Wall consists of all kinds of Jewish women: conservatives, reformed, reconstructionists, and orthodox. They work on their mission through social advocacy, education, and empowerment. Women of the Wall are receiving a lot of backlash from the Orthodox Jewish community. Their use of the prayer shawls, their singing and reading from the Torah are sparking protests and arrests. In 2013, the Israeli Supreme Court ruled that women could not be prohibited to carry a Torah or wearing a prayer shawl, but male and female Jewish worshippers are harassing and mistreating the women who dare to pray as freely as Jewish men do. I spoke with Ruth C., a woman who has been learning about Judaism and its traditions for more than 20 years. She was raised as a Christian, but identifies herself now as Jewish, as she is living according to the Jewish customs and practices. She has her own look on this development. According to Ruth, in Israel have religion and state politics always been intertwined with each other. Israel is the world's only Jewish majority state. The president, Benjamin Netanyahu, is Jewish and has a lot of Orthodox Jewish followers. You can see this in everyday life. For example, the buses in Jerusalem do not ride on Shabbat, so on Saturday. Ruth has her own opinion about the difference between men and women in Judaism. She looks at it like this. Men and women are equal but have different roles. They have been given different missions and commands but deserve the same recognition. So if the Women of the Wall are right or not? Ruth is not sure about this. She just sees them as a new, emancipated stream of Jews.